I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to Previously On.
Podcast series created to help you through some of the most complex yet brilliant television ever made.
So from Game of Thrones,
Peaky Blinders,
Westworld,
Big Little Lies,
Stranger Things,
Watchmen,
Previously On,
it's got it covered.
Westworld Season 2, Episode 2, Reunion.
Bring yourself back online, Dolores, says the easily recognisable voice of Arnold. She blinks. He asks if she knows where she is. I'm in a dream, comes a familiar line. No, says Arnold. You're in our world. The camera moves, and beyond the apartment window are the luminescent lights and tall buildings of a very modern city. It looks like the stars have been scattered across the ground. Have you ever seen anything so full of splendor, she says with unhidden awe. Ford enters. He asks if she's ready. Arnold informs him she's not, and he should go with the other girl. Arnold's accused of favouritism, but Ford agrees, throwing a parting line that Arnold will have to let go of her sometime. Arnold leads Dolores outside and into the city. He shows her his new home, currently under construction, and points out where various rooms will be when it's complete. He mentions one room is for his son, Charlie. As they look down upon the city, Dolores says the line about the stars and splendour again without noticing a repeat. She asks him to bring her back one day as she'd like to see it again, and Arnold agrees.
Inside a remote park facility, a frantic guest, last seen being told by Angela to run as she toyed with the humans, bustles inside and pushes past two technicians. Unaware of what's kicking off in the park, the technicians wonder when the next shift will arrive, just as Frantic Man enters. The man delivers news of the slaughter and the host rebellion. The door behind them opens, and in walks Dolores, Teddy and Angela. Angela shoots a security guard, wounding him. Dolores takes Teddy's hand and tells him instead of the beauty she saw in the world, she now sees the truth. She approaches Frantic Man, who tells her she doesn't know what she's up against out in the real world, but Dolores reveals she's already been there.
Logan is met by Angela and a man named Akachita. It's revealed they have an appointment, and we can presume this timeline's prior to Logan and William first entering Westworld together. Akachita says they are with the Argus Initiative, probably nothing to do with high street shopping. Logan's initially lacking interest in what he expects to be another company pushing AR and VR. However, his interest is piqued when Angela describes their product as something more tangible. Logan's led to a room full of people and guesses his job is to work out which is the host. Eventually, he realises Angela's the host, as he considers her too perfect. He's stunned when she gives a signal that freezes the entire room, and it dawns on him that everybody's a host. In absolute wonder at the technology before him, he does what Logan does and engages in an orgy with a number of the hosts.
We shift to the park and Angela killing the frantic guest with a knife. Still in shock, Teddy asks where they are and Dolores tells a technician to show him his history. This does little to alleviate his shock as he views images of himself with various wounds. He questions why he can't remember. Losing his temper, he grabs the technician, demanding to know why they do this. Lawrence is in another tight spot. This time he hangs upside down over an ant's nest as three cowboys wonder if the ants will eat him from the inside out or not. William, aka the man in black, approaches on horseback and shoots the men before rescuing Lawrence once again. One of the presumed dead men suddenly launches an attack, pushing a knife towards Will's face. Lawrence gets a gun to Will, and he again kills the man. Lawrence states the man was dead, but William declares dead ain't what it used to be. They arrive at a bar. Man in black punches a hole in a wall and retrieves a package. He tells Lauren the truth that he is a free man, but that he still wants his help. Without going too deep, William gives hints to the park's true nature as a place where guests could sin in peace without fear of God. He adds that now the stakes are real, he's eager to follow the new storyline and then burn the place to the ground. He tells Lawrence they have a 3-day ride west ahead, but Lawrence replies that to avoid hundreds of confederados, they should go through Pariah. Elsewhere, Angela pushes a man's face into a bowl of gloopy white liquid that burns his skin as Dolores interrogates him. The man reveals 800 soldiers could be coming for them and how they will move sector to sector. He shows on a map where they're going to arrive. Teddy points out how they'll need allies to face that many. "We will have them," says Dolores. She tells a technician to wake a dead Confederate host as she's got a job for him to do.
We move to Dolores in her blue dress running her old loop in Sweetwater. She drops the can and Teddy picks it up for her. Everything freezes as a helicopter flies overhead. James Delos, Logan's father, walks among the frozen hosts with William. Will's trying to convince him of the wise decision to invest in the park. James is unconvinced, but William throws a bone in the shape of the guests to the park and how they'll be off guard in the belief they're not being watched. "This is the only place in the world you can see people as they really are," he says. Seeing the business potential, James is suddenly open to the idea, and they walk and talk, moving away from the frozen Dolores.
Out in the park, Dolores and her crew, including a captured technician and a newly refurbished Confederate soldier, bump into Maeve and Hector. Dolores talks about the upcoming war, but Maeve's not keen on joining forces and moves on. The Confederado leads Dolores to his camp. She meets Major Craddock and tries to convince him to join her fight, but he's defiant. She reveals without her in command, he'll never succeed in taking the land he wants. Still defiant, Dolores, Angela and Teddy take the only feasible action and kill all the men before telling the technician to wake the general. He wakes in shock, this time a tad more open to Dolores' words.
We're at a retirement party for James Delos. Dolores, in a modern white dress, plays the piano as guests and hosts mingle. A little girl, Emily, approaches and talks to her, but is called away by her mother. We see her mother and father are William and his wife, Juliet. A look of recognition washes over Dolores' face at the sight of William. He approaches but is headed off by James Delos, and we hear that James is very ill. Later, Dolores is on a balcony alone looking out towards the nightlit city. She runs the same line she did with Arnold. She finds Logan there taking drugs and feeling sorry for himself. He reveals that those at the party have lit the match that will see the world burn.
William, aka the Man in Black, and Lawrence arrive at Pariah and find the place lit with candles and littered with bodies. They're met by El Lazo and his men. Man in Black reveals to Lawrence that he used to be El Lazo in a past life. He then tries to get El Lazo and his crew to follow them west to find a true ending to the story. He turns to threats but is met by the words, "This game was meant for you, William, but you must play it alone." The same words used by Ford. El Lazo's men all shoot themselves in the head before El Lazo himself uses Man in Black's gun to do the same. Cursing Ford, Man in Black shoots El Lazo's body a few more times and then declares the place they're going was built by himself and his greatest mistake. We watch as William puts Dolores into analysis mode inside a glass-walled room. He describes her as a thing and he can't believe he fell in love with her. He says she's just a reflection and he cannot wait to use her and all the other hosts as he sees fit. He adds there's also a question here that no one's ever thought of asking, then asks her if she wants to see. Outside he shows Dolores land where huge excavators are digging. "Have you ever seen anything so full of splendor?" he asks. Out in the park, Dolores and the newly recruited Confederados arrive at a fort. She tells Teddy when they reach Glory she knows what they will find there because an old friend was foolish enough to show her a long time ago. But it's not a place, but a weapon, and she's going to use it to destroy them all.
Thanks for listening. Hope it's been helpful. Previously On is presented by Jane East and is a Daft Doris production. Listen, if you've enjoyed this, I would love it if you subscribed. We've got loads more shows where this came from, and we'd love you to join us for it.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.